如果我的朋友圈有一个叫做于浩的神经病。
If my friend group has a guy named Yu Hao who is a psychopath.
每天发100条视频。
Post 100 videos every day.
声称10,000,000,000是一个小目标。
Claiming that 1 trillion is a small target.
我一定会拉黑屏蔽。
I will definitely block and mute.
这叫没有分寸感和边界感。
This is a lack of boundaries and sensitivity.
这叫制造噪音和垃圾。
Just make noise and garbage.
把朋友圈的人当作
treat friends as
随时可以消耗的素材和库存
materials and inventory that can be consumed at any time.
更让我反感的一点是，让所有的员工去做自媒体。
What I find even more frustrating is that everyone is being forced to become a content creator.
并且给那些成功突围的人予以奖励。
And reward those who successfully break through.
这是标准的赛马机制。
This is a standard horse racing mechanism.
让全员做自媒体。
Let everyone be a media person.
表面上看是给普通人更多突围和逆袭的机会。
From a superficial perspective, it provides ordinary people with more opportunities to break through and achieve success.
本质上是把雇佣关系异化为自掏腰包的加盟商。
Essentially, it transforms the employer-employee relationship into that of a franchisee who pays their own way.
认真听，重点来了。
Listen carefully, this is important.
我带你们看一看他到底在想什么。
Let me show you what he's thinking about.
第一
First,
成本转嫁，公司不投流。
Cost-shifting companies do not invest in the flow.
不配备专业的团队。
Not worthy of a professional team.
让员工用自己的时间、手机、人脉去试错。
Let employees use their own time to network and experiment.
成功了。
Success.
公司白捡一个 KOC 渠道，失败了。
The company failed to establish a KOC channel.
员工消耗的是本应该休息、学习、陪伴家人的精力和时间。
Employees are consuming the energy and time that should be used for rest, learning, and family.
公司稳赚不赔。
The company is stable and profitable.
第二。
Second,
内卷合理化，赛马机制意味着员工之间相互拼抢流量。
The practice of internal competition in the horse racing industry, where employees compete for traffic.
比谁更能整活儿。
Who can live more vibrantly?
比谁更能取悦老板。
Who can please the boss better?
比谁更敢爆。
Who is more courageous?
公司内部的梗来吸引眼球
Internal jokes to attract attention
最后胜出的往往不是最具有价值的员工
The winner is not always the most valuable employee
而是最愿意进行自我剥削的那批人
Instead, they are the group that is most willing to engage in self-exploitation
第三
Third
职场 PUA 的变种
Variations of PUA in the workplace.
以后考核员工只要看个人账号的数据。
In the future, when evaluating employees, we will only look at their individual account data.
粉丝有多少
？How many fans do you have?
播放量有多少
？How many views?
转化率有多少？等等。
What is the conversion rate? And so on.
数据不好就意味着工作不上进。
Bad data means no progress.
这比996更狠。
This is even more ruthless than 996.
因为它连下班以后的每一秒都变成了隐形的考勤。
Because every second after work became an invisible attendance record.
而这种方式让员工主动地把休息、娱乐
And this approach allows employees to proactively take breaks and engage in leisure activities.
社交陪家人的时间全部都拿去给公司去打工。
All the time I spend socializing with my family has been taken over by working for the company.
还觉得自己在为自己奋斗。
Still think I'm fighting for myself.